Welcome back to the Aries Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the third chapter of Maseches Avodah Zarah. Today we'll be learning Mishnayos Ches and Tes. So yesterday, at the end of Mishnah Zion, we started the topic of an Asherah, a tree that was worshipped as an idol. So now we are continuing in Mishnah Ches to discuss some laws about the Asherah. So Mishnah Ches tells us, Lo yeshev betzila, one may not sit in its shade. Ve'im yashav, but if he did, tahor, then he remains pure. V'lo yavar tachteha, and one may not pass under this tree. V'im avar, and if he passes under it, tameh, he's ritually impure. Haisa gozeles es harabim, if the tree overhangs the public thoroughfare, v'avar tachteha, and he passes under it in such a case, tahor, he's ritually pure. V'zoran tachteha yirakos b'yamos hagashamim, aval lo b'yamos hachama. One may plant vegetables under such a tree in the rainy season, but not in the summertime. V'hachazrin, and lettuces, lo b'yamos hachama, v'lo b'yamos hagashamim. He may not plant these under such a tree, either in the winter or in the summer. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Aflo yirakos b'yamos hagashamim. He says you can't even plant vegetables under such a tree in the rainy season. Mipnei shehanamia nosheres alehen, because the dead leaves will fall on it, v'hova lehen lazavel, and will become fertilizer for it. So he's still benefiting from the Asherah tree. Let's look in the Bar Neuro. Lo yeshev betzila, one may not sit in its shade. Haitzel lav tachas gufa Asherah ka'amar. When we talk about sitting in its shade, we're not talking about sitting under the tree itself. Delo hava matzi lamasne su v'im yeshev tahor, because then the Mishnah couldn't come along and tell us that if he did so, he would remain pure. Dehoikatani seifa, because the next part of the Mishnah tells us, v'im avar tame, that if you pass under the tree, you're impure. So you certainly can't sit under the tree without passing under the tree. Ela min ha'ilan v'hala, but rather we're talking about the shade of the tree outside the actual body of the tree. T'kisha ha'chama b'mizrach o b'marav yesh l'kol davar tzel arach, because when the sun is in the east or in the west, the tree casts a long shadow. So it's possible to be in the shade of the tree without being under the tree. Lo yavar tachteha, one may not pass under it. Tachas hanuf meha'ilan, sha'ilan ma'ahil alav. Can't pass under the branch of the tree, because then the tree is overhanging him. Vim avar tame, and if you do pass under it, you're ritually impure. Haisa gozeles es harabim, if it overhanged the public thoroughfare. Shenofa no tele rishis harabim, what I just said, that the branch overhangs the public domain. Tahor, if you do pass under such a tree, then you're ritually pure. The tumah derabanan hi, because as we said previously, the impurity status of idolatry is rabbinically imposed. The hecha de gozeles harabim lo gazru rabanan, and they did not institute this form of impurity in a case where the tree overhangs the public domain. Yirakos b'yamos hagashamim, you can plant vegetables under the tree in the rainy season. Shehailan kashalahem shemona hachamim elavo, because it's actually detrimental keeping the sun from reaching the plants. Aval lo b'yamos hachama, but not in the summer. Sha'atzel yafalahen, because that's when the shade is good for them. But as far as lettuce, lo b'yamos hachama v'lo b'yamos hagashamim, you can't plant those either in the winter or in the summer. Sha'atzel yafalahem la'olam, because the shade is always good for them. Let's move on now to Mishnah Tes. Nato b'mena eitzim, if somebody took wood from the Asherah tree, Asurin bahana, he's not allowed to have any benefit from it. Hisik bahen es hatenor, if he used them to light an oven. Im chadash yutatz, then if it's a new oven, he has to break it apart. V'im yashan, and if it's an old oven, yutzan, then he just has to let it cool off. Ofa bo es hapas, if he baked bread using this wood. Asura bahana, he's not allowed to get any benefit from the bread. Nis arve ba'acheros, if it got mixed up with other loaves. Kulan asuros bahana, then he's not allowed to have benefit from any of them. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Yolichana liyam hamelach. He has to throw the value of the thing that he's not allowed to have benefit from into the sea. So for example, if he has one bread that's worth a dollar that he's not allowed to have benefit from, and it's mixed up with 100 other breads, he has to throw a dollar into the Dead Sea, and then he can use the bread. Amru lo, but the sages said to him, Ein pidyon levodah zarah. One cannot redeem something that's prohibited because of idolatry. Nadohemenu karkar, if he took a karkar, it's like a wooden needle from the Asherah tree, asur bahana, he's not allowed to have any benefit from it. Aragbo es habeged, if he used it to weave a garment, habeged asur bahana, then he's not allowed to have any benefit from the garment. Nisarev ba'acherim, and if this garment got mixed up with other garments, ba'acherim ba'acherim, and then those got mixed up with still other garments, kulan asurin bahana, he's not allowed to have benefit from any of them. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, but Rabbi Eliezer says, Yoli chana liyam hamelach. He can throw the value of the prohibited thing into the Dead Sea, and then everything is permitted. Amrulo, but once again the sages said to him, Ein pidyon levadazara. You don't have the ability to redeem something prohibited from idolatry. Let's look in the Bartonuro. Natal mimenu, if he took from it, min ha'asherah, from this idolatrous tree. Chadash yutatz, if it's a new oven, he has to break it apart. Shahahesek harishon shemasikin hatanur hu mechasmo umachaziko, because the first lighting of an oven tempers it and strengthens it. Vaharin the takin beisur hana. So this oven has become established through something that's prohibited. Vahomas nisin asi aliba demanda amar zeveze gorim asur. And our Mishnah is going according to the opinion of one who says that if there are a number of contributing factors, one of which is prohibited, then it's all prohibited. So because there's a partial aspect and not everything involved is prohibited, there is an opinion that this would be prohibited. Vein halacha, but this is not the final halacha. Hilkach ben chadash ben yashan yutzan. Therefore, whether it's a new oven or an old oven, one that had been used before, in either case, he just has to let it cool down. Skipping a bit. So if you have this bread that was baked using this wood from the Asherah, and then that bread got mixed up with other bread, they're all forbidden, except Rabbi Eliezer says, Yolichana liyam hamelach, throw the value of that which is prohibited into the Dead Sea. Dami kikar shinasarev, the value of the loaf that got mixed up. Then we have the halacha of the karkor, which the Bartonur explains, Yesh l'orgim eitz asoy kamin mechet, weavers have a wooden needle, and he goes on to explain how it's used. Vashmiin amnas nisan plugta de Rabbi Eliezer v'rabanan bahanach tarte. And the Mishnah uses both of these cases to explain the difference of opinion between Rabbi Eliezer and the rabbis. De'i ashmuinan bekamaisa, if it only gave us the first case about the loaves, hava mina bahanach ka'ama Rabbi Eliezer, I would have thought that Rabbi Eliezer only said it in this case. Mishum de ba'idna de kagamra pas akle le asure. Because now, in the case of the bread, where the wood that he took from the Asherah tree, it was burnt up, it no longer exists, so that's why Rabbi Eliezer is lenient in such a case. Of al karkor, de isali sura be'ene, ema modulahu l'rabanan. But in the case of the karkor, where it still exists, I might think that he agrees with the rabbis and that everything should be prohibited. And if it only gave us the other case, the case of the karkor, the wooden needle, b'hakami rabbanan, I would think that the rabbis only said the stringent opinion there, of abekamaisa ema modulei l'Rabbi Eliezer. But in the case of the bread, where the wood has been burnt up, I might think that they agree with Rabbi Eliezer. Tzricha, so that's why we need both of these cases. V'halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer, and the halacha follows Rabbi Eliezer. V'afilu chavi shel yayin nesach shenis arva b'chavios shel yayin shel heter. And even in a case where yayin nesach, libation wine, it's a very stringent prohibition, even in such a case, if that wine got mixed up with other barrels of legit wine that can be used, molech dame oso chavis liyam hamelach v'hashar kulan mutaris bahana. He can still throw the value of that one barrel that's prohibited into the Dead Sea, and then all the barrels may be used. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Tess. Join us tomorrow, and we will conclude this chapter and begin Perek Daled.